Myrna Loy in Angels on Horseback, an original radio play on the Cavalcade of America, sponsored by DuPont, maker of better things for better living through chemistry. Our play on Cavalcade tonight tells a story against the background of a little-known but heroic work that has been undertaken by a group of determined and courageous women. They are Dr. Mary Breckenridge's frontier nurses, the Angels on Horseback, who are bringing modern medicine and education to the isolated mountain communities of southern Kentucky. The story we have chosen for our star is, of course, a love story. As the lovely Jane Eaton, Miss Loy will play the role of a society girl who finds love and a life purpose among the simple, primitive folk of Kentucky's hills. DuPont presents Angels on Horseback with the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, Myrna Loy, on the Cavalcade of America. Myrna Loy in Angels on Horseback, an original radio play on the Cavalcade of America, sponsored by DuPont, maker of better things for better living through chemistry. Our play on Cavalcade tonight tells a story against the background of a little-known but heroic work that has been undertaken by a group of determined and courageous women. They are Dr. Mary Breckenridge's frontier nurses, the Angels on Horseback, who are bringing modern medicine and education to the isolated mountain communities of southern Kentucky. The story we have chosen for our star is, of course, a love story. As the lovely Jane Eaton, Miss Loy will play the role of a society girl who finds love and a life purpose among the simple, primitive folk of Kentucky's hills. DuPont presents Angels on Horseback with the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, Myrna Loy, on the Cavalcade of America. Leslie County, Kentucky. The spring of the year. Along a mountain trail that winds slowly downward into a quiet valley, a uniformed nurse and a young doctor ride side by side, taking their time in the descent, for their horses have carried them a long way today and are growing weary.
Well, George, what do you think of me now? Will I do?
You were fine with Mrs. Napier. But you shouldn't have laughed at old man Teakettle's mumps.
It wasn't his mumps. It was his name. Jeremiah Teakettle. Who ever heard of such a name?
Well, that's a very old and respected name in these parts.
Teakettle? I don't believe it.
You know, I wonder about you, Jane. Are you sure you aren't just doing this work down here for a lark so you'll have some stories to take back to New York?
I told you I was never going back. And I meant it, George.
Now, what about that fellow you were engaged to, that society doctor?
It's all over between me and Elliot. I meant that, too, George.
Uh-huh.
Why do you say that, like that?
Well, in the movies, when a girl quarrels with a man she's engaged to and runs away, he usually comes to rescue her.
But this isn't the movies. And besides, I didn't run away. I came here because I wanted something Elliot and his kind of life couldn't give me.
And what was that?
Well, it's hard to explain. A chance to be useful. Something like that. Oh, look, we're almost home.
Hi there, Mrs. Eaton. Hi, Doctor.
Hello. Who's the visitor, Joe?
I've never seen him before, madam.
That horse doesn't belong at the center. Wonder whose it is.
I wonder. Come on, George.
Yeah, let's go. Here.
Oh.
Oh, there. Oh, boy.
Evening, Joe.
Evening, Miss Eaton. Evening, Dr. Morgan.
Evening, Joe.
Who's the visitor?
New doctor from out yonder.
I think I know that horse.
How's that?
Come on. We'll find out for sure.
The boss lady's inside, Miss Eaton. She's asking for you.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, Eaton, it gives me up for lost. Hello, Dr. Morgan.
Hiya, boss lady.
Sorry to be so late. Mrs. Stanton surprised us. It was twins.
Miss Eaton came for me to help. I hope you can put me up for the night.
Well, if you don't mind bunking in with Dr. Jameson.
Elliot Jameson?
Oh, yes. He's waiting in the other room to see you, Eaton.
Oh. Oh, thanks. I'd better see him right away. I'll type out my report after dinner, Doctor.
No hurry.
So her polo-playing knight has ridden out of the north to rescue her.
Looks that way.
What's he like?
About the way you expressed it. Breezy, handsome, English riding boots. The kind of a dude you'd expect Eaton to be rescued by.
Now, boss lady, I don't like you to talk like that about Miss Eaton. She's been trying hard to do a good job down here. I don't think any of us have given her half a chance.
Well, what'd she expect us to do? Hire a rumba band to play at dinner so she'll feel at home? Anyway, I guess the boyfriend will take her on back to New York with him as soon as she's impressed him with her Florence Nightingale qualities.
Not if I can help it, she won't.
Oh? I didn't know it was like that, Dr. Morgan.
Well, it is. Just like that. And don't forget it.
Here, where are you going? I thought you were going to stay the night.
Well, there's a full moon. I reckon I can make it over the mountain.
I get it. Well, good luck, Doctor.
Thanks, boss lady. Good night.
Well.
Oh, Doctor, did Eaton get back yet? I wanted to show her this lab report on Mrs. Willis' blood sample. That's her patient, isn't it?
Yes, you'll find her in the other room. Oh, and tell her I wanted to go the rounds tomorrow with Dr. Morgan.
Mare seems to agree with you, Jane. You're lovelier than ever.
Thanks, Elliot. Now tell me about New York. Who's your new flame?
I've talked enough. You tell me, who's this Dr. Morgan you keep mentioning?
Why, he's one of our local doctors, Elliot. He's doing awfully good work over the mountain.
And awfully fast work on you. Am I right?
Don't be absurd. He's a shy, painfully sincere sort of fellow. He's never addressed a personal remark to me except once. That was today.
Did he say, I love you?
No. I told him about you. And he said, if it was the movies, you'd be arriving soon to rescue me.
Well, how about it? You want to be rescued? You can't bury yourself down here in this wilderness forever, you know.
I'm not buried. I'm living and seeing life for the first time, Elliot. You don't know what medicine means till you bring it to a place where they never know it.
That's why I came down here. I wanted to see you, of course, but...
But what, Elliot?
What would you say if I told you I'm going back to research, Jane?
I'd look for your ulterior motive.
No, I'm serious, Janie. Maybe I can still get to be a good doctor. I'm going to try anyway. And this place, Lord, what a laboratory.
Are you kidding?
Oh, I don't mean the little lab in the clinic over there. I mean these mountains. Think of it. Thousands of people isolated from the outside world and even from each other. A perfect system of experimental controls all set up and waiting for a bright young man like me to come along and start to work.
You've come to the wrong place, Elliot.
Why?
I can't tell you in words. I'll have to show you. Will you come along tomorrow?
Of course. If you hadn't asked me, I'd have gone with you uninvited. Ah, Jane, come on, relax. Is this any way to welcome your jilted lover?
I'm sorry, Elliot. I didn't mean to be ungracious. I'm just tired. Dead tired. Forget everything I said. I should be glad to have you here. We need doctors. We need them desperately.
Yes. You do, don't you?
Elliot, please.
Kiss me goodnight. Just for old time's sake.
There. Now, let me go.
Thanks awfully. Until the morning, then, my Florence Nightingale.
Until the morning.
How much farther is it, Jane?
That's the place just below us. And there's Dr. Morgan. Hey, George! Wait for us!
Jane! Where'd you come from?
Oh. I'm glad we didn't miss you. Dr. Morgan, this is Dr. Jameson.
Glad to meet you, Doctor. How do you do?
Dr. Jameson is from New York. He's going to stay down here for a while and help us out.
Oh. Well, that's nice of him. Come on in. Rest your horses.
Well, thanks, Doctor.
I'm glad you come over this way today, Jane. News just came. There's an epidemic up at the pass. Same trouble as last year.
Well, I saw the report of the one last year, but is this one as bad as that one?
Worse.
Jane, what a stroke of luck. I thought I might have to wait months before this happened.
I don't follow you, Doctor. We don't consider an epidemic to be good luck in these parts.
George, he doesn't mean it that way. You see, Dr. Jameson is doing research.
Well, Dr. Jameson, maybe we better understand each other right now. There's not going to be any research, plain or fancy, on my patients. We'll just treat as many as we can the best way we know how and pray they all get well.
But you probably couldn't get around to all of them anyway.
We'll just assume we can, Doctor. Do I make myself clear?
Look, we're all agreed on the main thing, aren't we? We want to stop the epidemic. People are dying.
People are dying all over the world. So what? We can either learn something from this to help the rest of humanity, or we go out, hit or miss, and maybe save the lives of a few hill people. Now, which is the most important?
To tell the truth, Elliot, there's only one thing that's important to me right now. And that's doing what we can do right now to help those people up at the pass.
All right, then, Jane, if that's the way you want it, that's the way it'll be. But I think Dr. Morgan and I are going to have to understand each other a little better before this is over.
What do you mean by that, Jameson?
Nothing. Just that, Dr. Morgan.
You are listening to Angels on Horseback, starring Myrna Loy on The Cavalcade of America, sponsored by DuPont, maker of better things for better living through chemistry. As our play continues, Jane Eaton, played by Myrna Loy, urges her horse up a mountain trail to a cabin that perches on a high ridge high above Helfersarten River in the Kentucky Hills.
Medical kit in hand, she dismounts, raps on the door of the tiny cabin.
Who's that?
It's Miss Eaton, Mrs. Napier.
The nursing lady. Thank the eternal you come.
Is it your least one?
Yes. Poor little mite. She's nigh out of her head with the fever.
Yes, I see.
Miss Eaton. She ain't...
No. She's in a coma.
You mean asleep, like?
She's very ill, Mrs. Napier. I'm afraid I'd better have one of the doctors look at her.
One of the doctors? Is there two doctors down at the Bow now?
One's a friend of mine. He's just visiting.
Well, as long as he's a friend of yours, Miss Eaton. My sister-in-law come over an hour since, and she says there's a foreign doctor showed up over there. They drove him clean out of the valley with muskets and good riddance.
But that was my friend, Mrs. Napier, Dr. Jameson. They didn't hurt him, did they?
Well, I reckon not. My brothers usually fire in the air when they ain't certain that you ever knew it.
That's a relief. Look, I'll be back, Mrs. Napier. If I can't find Dr. Morgan, I'll bring my friend.
You're right certain he can cure up my least one.
I hope so. But she's very ill, Mrs. Napier. It may take several weeks.
Well, you go get him. And wait. Here. Here's a silver dollar for all your trouble, Miss.
Why, you've paid your silver dollar for the year, Mrs. Napier.
For hookworm and bellyache and clutching younguns, but not for the fever, Seaton. Now go along with you.
All right. And see you keep her quiet. She must lie absolutely quiet. And don't give her anything to eat or drink till the doctor sees her.
Yes, ma'am. I'll do just like you say, miss.
I won't be long, Mrs. Napier.
Clem Powderly.
Mighty fine figure of a gal for a foreigner.
Way you sneak up on the body. What you want in these parts?
Well, I heard tell over the mountain that he was right smart of a feverish misery raging up here. So I come to help out, like.
Why, you ain't no fitting Dr. Clem Powderly, and you know it. Nursing gal is going to get a real doctor for my least one.
Oh, how quick did she say he could cure her up?
Maybe 2 weeks.
Just like I thought.
Why, for a dollar, I could cure her up in a couple of days.
Couple of days?
Yep, that's what it said.
Right for this year tea here. It's got a printed label. Yep, and it says right here in print, it says...
Oh, this you can't read no more than I can.
Oh, well, you ask anybody that can. Anybody.
Mom. Oh, Glory be, she's coming, too. I'm coming, child. I'm coming.
Mom, how thirsty. Could I have